A date has been set for the start of in-person jury selection in the trial of the top shooter, August 17th, 2026. Attorney John Elmore represents families of victims of that Tops mass shooting. He's with us on the WBEN Trocare College Live Line. Hearing the date, John, how did that hit those that you represent?
Well, I believe that the Judge Velardo is a very intelligent judge. He wants to make sure that this case only gets tried one time, that there's no reversible error. And unfortunately, a very experienced death qualified lawyer that's had a lot of experience handling death penalty cases has a very serious illness, I believe cancer, and was taken off the case and had to be replaced. So because of the complications in preparing for a death penalty trial, the judge felt that he needed to grant the defense adequate time to prepare. He did not want the case to be tried once and then have to be reversed on appeal due to ineffective assistance of counsel. So he made a very wise, well-thought-out decision to give the defense an opportunity to be adequately prepared. And I think that most people are going to be relieved that there is a date that's going to be final, that's not going to be moved, that there is not going to be any more adjournments or delays, and that a jury of 12 is going to hear all of the facts and make a decision based upon the law and with no further delay.
So this is the final step. This is the final date. There's nothing that would change this from now to then to either move this date back further or prevent it from going to trial?
I unless there's something totally, totally unforeseen, and I think it's unrealistic to believe that this date is going to be moved. There's been several dates that have been moved. The defense have granted several adjournments. There's going to be a lot of motions and there's going to be a lot of hearings between now and then. But that's going to be the day that I feel confident that jury selection is going to go forward.
How were families notified of this date? And have you heard any reaction from them?
Well, the federal government has a social worker that's in constant communication with all of the families by telephone and by email. So they're pretty much informed by the social worker about everything, every step of the way. The U.S. Attorney's Office has done a very good job in meeting with all the families and letting them know every step of the way what procedures that are going on in the courtroom. But not only that, but if they have any special needs to accommodate the problems that they're having in life and the difficulties that they're adjusting to, they make sure that they get the assistance that they need.
Well, this has been a long time in the making. Meanwhile, the civil suit is ongoing. Can that really move further that much while we're awaiting this trial?
Yeah, certainly. You know, I was one of the attorneys that argued one of the appeals in the appellate division. My law partner, Kristen Elmore, as well, argued one of the appeals in the appellate division. And we're awaiting the decision from the appellate division. But meanwhile, discovery is going forward in the civil court. In the next couple of weeks, I'll be driving down to Binghamton to question under oath the owner of the store that sold Gendron the weapon, and that store is a defendant in the lawsuit as well. So things are moving forward. We're working on this case every day, and we have been since we decided that we were retained to do this undertaking.
Well, John, thank you so much for joining us this morning.